This is Smith College Podcasting, and I'm Marilyn Lewis. For years, researchers have attempted to confirm the belief that genius is allied to madness. Scholars studying the lives of unusually creative people have discovered that the number of individuals with severe psychiatric illness is unexpectedly high. We're joined today by Dr. Michelle Wick, an instructor in the psychology department at Smith College. Dr. Wick is exploring the relationship between creativity and mental illness in a research project entitled Women, Writing, and Mental Illness, From Freud to fMRI. Michelle, what prompted you to begin this research on creative women and their battle with mental illness?
I was looking for material for my clinical psychology class, and driven by my own need to integrate case examples with class lectures, I was looking for the kind of material that would lend itself to further exploration about critical issues in mental illness. I focused my curriculum around the life histories of two women, Virginia Woolf and Sylvia Plath, because there were similar issues to explore in their lives. For instance, there was the biological basis of mental illness, the efficacy of medication versus psychotherapy, and the treatment of women by the mental health establishment.
How did you present this material to students?
I decided to use a digital narrative. This narrative combines script, narration, animation, and simulates the initial consultation between therapist and client with the viewer, meaning the student, taking on the role of the therapist. The student is able to match a face with a name and hear, in Woolf's words, the events of her childhood.
What resources are available on campus to help you develop these digital materials?
I discovered Karen Kukil, the associate curator of the Mortimer Ware Book Room. I knew Smith had a collection, but I wasn't aware of the treasure trove of material that we had here, and more importantly, the existence of an expert on Woolf and Plath. I'm also fortunate to have a colleague in the psychology department, Jill DeVilliers, who graciously lent us her British accent to do the voiceover for the digital narrative.
What's the process for creating a digital narrative?
It involves first combing through lots of reading to come up with a script. Then after coming up with the script, we collate the quotes with images. Then we go and re-record and edit the audio narration. We scan and animate the images, put titles into the program, export the program, and burn it to a disk. I could not do any of this without the help of ETS. Their commitment and professionalism to the project has made all the difference in the world, and it's why the narratives are as compelling as they are.
What future plans do you have for the project?
We are in the middle of putting together an interactive website that looks more closely at the link between science and humanities. It's going to include more digital narratives, an interactive genogram, which is basically a family tree that focuses on mental health, and it will also provide links to mental health resources such as the National Institute for Mental Health, for brain images, and other kinds of bibliographic resources.
You have just heard from psychology instructor Dr. Michelle Wick at Smith College. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you.